Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actively involved in the work that the Sahaba would carry out. And he was a man who would not just sit back and dish out instructions, but get involved in the work, and he was always ready to assist and participate. Another quality when it came to his interaction with Sahaba and how he dealt with Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look for every opportunity, or he would not let the opportunity go by when he found reason to rectify any mistake that the Sahabi had made. If any companion of his made a mistake, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immediately rectify that mistake. And you find the seerah is replete with such incidents. His approach was different. Sometimes his approach was a harsh one. Why? To highlight and to point out the seriousness of the mistake. And sometimes he used a different approach depending on the mistake that was made. However, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never let that opportunity go by. When he saw a sahabi of his making a mistake, he immediately rectified it. And he would remind him, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا, I have been sent only as a teacher. My responsibility is to teach you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me, and my likeness to you, my relationship to you is like the relationship of a father to the child, which teaches us something. The moment your child errs, your responsibility is to not let go of that opportunity to rectify. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam compared himself to a father. Whenever he rectified them, on the spot, he would say, I'm like a father. So the father's duty and responsibility is that the moment the mistake is made, with love and affection and with consideration, rectify that mistake immediately. Don't let that opportunity go by and think, well, he's too young, or I'll do it at a later stage, because then you lose that opportunity to rectify the mistake.